Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
It's a lot to keep track of. We still got the Final Four coming up. We got the Nuggets and the Avs on their quest, perhaps. The Avs try to win back-to-back. The Nuggets, of course, maybe could win their first title ever. That's exciting, too. But also, we got football to talk about. We're in spring football mode, as I was freezing my butt off this morning. Blake also was freezing his butt off last night. The voice of the UNC Bears. Blake, my man, the Bears are getting after it with their spring practice as well.
Oh my! I'm speechless because, man, I haven't been that cold in a long time. Last night at UNC, that wind was picking up, and it was blowing that snow. It had to have been 10 degrees out there when those kids were practicing last night, and they had a great workout in their day one workout and their day one spring practice. But I was freezing, Brady, and my fingers, I swear, I suffered some frostbite somewhere along the way.
That's
the tough thing about spring, though, you know? It's just so difficult in Colorado to play baseball, to run track, to have spring football. It's tough, man, but I credit those kids.
Well, yeah, and clearing off the snow and getting after it out there, too.
Yeah.
And then you were able to put together some great footage for us to check out from last night as well. So, Blake, I mean, first impressions. This is Ed Lamb's, first kind of introduction here with this team. We got to see what it's like with spring ball and everything. So what stood out to you? I mean, again, it's spring ball. It's day one. How much can really stand out to you? But were there a couple of things that you caught that you're like, oh, that's interesting?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, the number one rule that I've always learned is in spring football, you take it with a grain of salt because, you have 10 or 15 guys in rehabilitation, typically, and that's what I saw yesterday, including notables like Ty Arrington and Joe Brown, the defensive lineman, and Alec Pell, the great tight end. But what stood out to me was that Ed Lamb not that Ed McCaffrey wasn't, but Ed Lamb is a professional and buttoned up all the way to the top professional, and he has total control of his program and his coaches and the players, and they're going to command respect, and that's what I noticed. He doesn't, obviously a lot of head coaches aren't going to say a lot during a practice or a first spring practice. Some will, but he's not that vocal type that I have seen so far. But you know what? I think I've had maybe three or four people in the last 2 months tell me that Ed Lamb basically ran BYU's program. I mean, and I heard it again last night. And he was the assistant head coach, and he's not LDS, so he's not in the church. I think, he probably was next in line for that head coaching job, but because he's not a Mormon, I don't think you can be a head coach at BYU unless you're LDS, from what I understand. But, I mean, UNC got a guy with, we already know, great experience, and the resume is incredible, and what he did at Southern Utah was incredible. So I think they got the right guy. It's a professional atmosphere, and they had a great practice from what I could tell yesterday.
Yeah, and just talking about that more, and again, I think, Blake, you do a great job not to, the Ed McCaffrey time's done. We're not throwing him under the bus or anything, but, you said it. Ed Lamb is a professional. And I even go back to the spring game last year, Blake, the game itself. We were told we were going to broadcast that. We did broadcast it. We were told it was going to start at 10. It didn't start till 11. So you're telling me that kind of stuff probably not going to happen. If this is the time, this is when we're going to be there, probably 20 minutes early.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, maybe you will be on military time. Who knows? but I get that feel. There's no question about that. I also heard him say to one of the trainers, which I think is poignant and important here. I think one of the trainers said, "Well, you know, we'll get you special treatment." And he said something to the fact that, "Hey, listen, I don't want you to ever treat me special. Okay, I want you to treat me like everyone else. Everyone is treated the same." So, I mean, just little things like that. And once again, I love Coach McCaffrey. I love everyone on his staff. So, you know, it's just it's the nature of the business. And I just, you know, I like this coaching staff, and the players seem to be responding. And every one of the players that I talked to were overjoyed to be back out there, and they were happy with the staff. And you know, I think that's a great sign also in the transfer portal era. I was very happy just to see 20 or 30, you know, familiar faces, players who are returning. A lot of guys who are going to be great leaders and are great leaders right now. So I think it's refreshing. I think UNC fans should be optimistic. And at the same time, you know, that's what you do in the spring and in the preseason.
Blake Olson joining us, the voice of the UNC Bears football team. And how much of those guys did you get to talk to as far as the players and everything? You mentioned a couple of those guys that stood out. But, you know, again, you just wonder how much on day one do you get that vibe? Do you get that feel for what this is going to be like? Because we're talking about Ed Lamb coming from a completely different program, BYU. I mean, we're talking fairly big-time college football, and Ed McCaffrey, of course, had the 2 years of high school experience before. So you're going to see a lot of that learning on the fly stuff, not so much learning on the fly. I mean, this is stuff that we already know, so now you get a chance to talk to some of these leaders that I'm sure he's delegating things to.
Yeah, I think a lot of these guys have impressed him, and that's great to see. I mean, I think of a guy like Nick Norris, the defensive lineman from Fort Morgan, who I don't want to jinx him or anything, but I mean, this is, to me, he's a guy, if he, you know, gains 10, 15 pounds, he may have a chance to play in the NFL in a couple of years. I mean, he's that tight. His motor doesn't stop. He's an unbelievable leader. He is positive. He is, you know, one of those guys that they'll turn to, I'm sure. So I'm sure Coach Lamb is happy to see guys like that, you know, returning, you know, to this program. He's been in the weight room. They've been in the weight room for 10 weeks now. So Vincent King, another one of those guys, and Jordan Napke on defense. I mean, and you look at Tomatuatelli, that, you know, here's a Division I linebacker, a legitimate, you know, a guy who transferred a season ago from Navy. And, man, it's so good to see him on the field and healthy with those three other guys. And the corners and DBs look good. Tywan Harris obviously has matured a lot, made some big plays. Cam Murray is back out there, a veteran leader, extremely mature, great football IQ. And Tyzell Lewis is a playmaker as well. So, I mean, they have the core. And then, you know, the first thing you look at on offense, of course, you have to look at the quarterbacks. And obviously, you're looking for Jacob Sermon. And this dude was out there. And this is crazy. But, I mean, now, true enough, he's throwing the football. But, I mean, it couldn't have been 10 degrees out there with the wind chill. But he has his sleeves cut off, and he didn't seem affected at all. I love how he threw the ball. Shea Kuykendall. He was the third or fourth quarterback last year. He's probably going to be that second or third quarterback this year. He threw the ball well. Two, you know, really quality quarterbacks. So Sermon's going to be fun to watch, and I think the coaching staff really likes him. But, you know, I love the fact that they, you know, they weren't going out there searching for every, you know, new player in the portal. Man, they kept it pretty steady. And I think that's, you know, good to see for Bears fans.
Blake, is Jacob Sermon, I mean, again, we're kind of just assuming he's the guy, right? Is he going to be the quarterback for this team, the starting quarterback?
Well, I would think so. I mean, unless someone comes in and just you know, shocks the coaching staff in the summer or in the spring. One of those guys, Kuykendall, or the two others that I saw out there, you know, just impress him. But Sermon, man, I mean, he's got a strong arm, obviously, arguably the strongest arm that they've had in the past 3-4 years. He can move. He's athletic. He has unbelievable confidence. Really smart guy. And yes, I would say he's going to be their guy. But that doesn't mean he can't change. And you always have to have 2 or 3 quarterbacks
sure
ready. So it's going to be fun. I mean, they'll be fun to watch, and they're going to be disciplined. One of the great things, you could see it on the video. I don't know if you caught this, but I love this. And I've heard this from 2 or 3 coaches in the past year. But this my bad stuff, you know, my bad. I'm gonna pump my chest. That has just killed me for the past 20 years. And this is here's another the offensive coordinator yesterday saying, we're not doing this my bad stuff, right? We're going to fix it. We're going to do it. We know it's your bad. If you ruin the play or you drop the ball or you didn't execute properly, we know it's your fault. It's your bad. Let's fix it. So I heard that from a high school basketball coach at the state tournament a few weeks ago. And I'm just laughing to myself, like, oh, finally, we're starting to get rid of that thing, you know?
Well, Angel, write that down. Now we know what not to say in front of Blake. Can you just write that? We got the words to write down. We got to take that. Blake, you're telling me, I'm watching the video now. Amazing work by you. I just love your video work. And I know you and I are, you know, in the lab. We're working on some ideas maybe for next year. Because you just do a fantastic job with this. And I'm seeing Jacob Sermon going sleeveless, pulling him up, suns out, guns out. You mean to tell me you didn't go sleeveless last? I just assumed you were out there sleeveless, man.
That is the worst look. I'm sorry, man.
You gotta let those guns breathe once in a while, Blake.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I kind of consider myself a little bit of a cowboy. I always wanted to be a cowboy, but man, that is just a stupid look. I apologize.
Everybody else has got the sleeves on, man.
Hey. Who started that? Belichick? Did he start that crap?
I don't know, man. But it's something
it's
to think about.
Horrible look. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Brady, you don't do that, do you?
Oh, no. Well, I'm talking about the sleeveless, too. I mean, suns out, guns sleeveless. Out, man. You got to let them breathe once in a while. That's what I'm saying. I just assumed you were out there. Sermon out
man.
There, and then you had the heavy coat on, and then you're like, man, these guys are going to think I'm a wimp. You pull off Hulk Hogan style, rip off that coat, and then bam, there's a tank top underneath that winter coat.
Hey, look, what I learned is I turned 56 years ago. That was 6 years ago. I turned 50, and everything got colder quickly. I don't know what it is, man, but I was bundled up, except for I did the same thing you did. I forgot my gloves.
Oh, yes.
It's hard to shoot video that way, though, also. But, I mean, it was bad. You know, there's a tight end, Lewis. He's from Pagosa Springs, and I guarantee you that was his type of weather. He played high school football at Pagosa Springs, and, you know, if he's up there in December or November, that's what it felt like. Yesterday, he had a really nice practice. Also, the tight ends, very impressive. I mean, just some really good athletes. Mitchell Lewis, that's right. I always forget the Lewis's there. But Fisher Clemens from Idaho and Blake Haggerty, the wide receiver from, you'll see him on the video, number 19. Very good receiver, and he's just kind of coming into his own as well. But along with Alec Pell, those tight ends, they're dialed in. They look stronger, faster, bigger. So obviously they're in the weight room with Coach Hill, and it's been a productive off season. So it's going to be fun. April 22nd is the spring game. So You know, we have plenty of time.
I can't wait for that. I know we're working on our plans for that and everything, too. But so, Blake, based on one day of spring practice, undefeated, is that what you're telling me next year? Is that what it's looking like, undefeated?
Man, there is no way I am even coming close to that.
I had to pull a Tanner here. Tanner would be he's like, hey, give me the record breakdown right now based on what you saw. Let's go. Give me what it looks like.
Absolutely. And then he would ask me what my favorite bar in Dallas was when I was covering the Cowboys in the 90s.
What is your favorite bar in Dallas, by the way, Blake?
You know what? Now I want to know. Actually, Uncle Julio's was the greatest restaurant, and they had a pretty good bar. But, you know, honestly, as long as I have my Diet Dr. Pepper, I was happy, man.
Blake, appreciate you, man. Again, I just retweeting your video work. I mean, I love it. I love what you do, and we are so honored to have you as a part of this station here. Loved hearing you on the Preps basketball broadcast, too, but very excited to hear you. I know we got some news with the full team coming up for next fall and everything, but love having you involved in all of it, my man.
All right, boss. You have a good day, and great job with everything. Tell Angel to get over that Alabama stuff. We knew Alabama wasn't going to win the national championship.
Did we? Because I had them go into the national championship. Drew Timmy and his, whatever his team's called. I had the Drew Timmies winning the title, and apparently that's not happening. We've got Florida Gulf USA or whatever playing in it. So there we go.
That's awesome, man. Look, it's great talking to you, Brady, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Blake. Appreciate you, man. Blake Olson, the voice of the UNC Bears. Go check him out. Follow him on Twitter. It's at Blake Olson, the number one. His video work, second to none on what he's putting together. No, I was talking about sermon sleeves. Like, he's going up here sleeveless, dude. He's not just not wearing a long sleeve shirt underneath, an Under Armour shirt. He's going pull up, cut them off at the top of the shoulder bone there, that top little right there. I mean, he's going. He's letting those bad boys breathe. I absolutely love it. I couldn't do it now. I'd be dead.
I think Jacob Sermon plays at a different level than the rest of us.
Jacob Sermon's a stud. He really is a stud. I'm really excited to see what he can do.
Had some backup stuff last year. I think he even started one or two games.
Yeah, but he never felt confident about whatever he was doing.
Right, I like that Blake kind of mentioned he has that confidence right now. You know, you more than likely you're going to be QB1. So this is your team. Own that.
And last year, as good as he could play lights out. You ain't replacing the coach's son.
Right.
Not in this situation. Maybe in some schools you could. Maybe some coaches could look past that, but they didn't get him here from Michigan for you to replace him. And Ed McCaffrey's, second full year of coaching. You're not going to do it. There's not that in front of him anymore. And this isn't a knock on the McCaffreys. It's not a knock on Dylan. But that's what it was about. And for Jacob Sermon, what are you going to do? I mean, you could play the best football in the world. So you're constantly unsure about what your situation is as the quarterback of this team. So I'm excited about that. Thanks to Blake. We'll be catching up with him throughout during spring football to get updates from him throughout this thing. 42 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.